Ahem. This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, hyenas, orangutans, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. You know, slugs and geckos have the same general IQ range. And I'm not making that up. There were scientific studies done to prove it at my old alma mater, Iguanid University of the Jungle, which is a very prestigious place, you know, very academic and all. You can even get a master's degree in sunbathing, so you know you can trust their scientific studies. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Benevolent. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser, as I say every week. Shame on you. Grandma doesn't like you at all. And second of all, I guess you could try to catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, but we'll still be able to tell. Anyways, I wasn't going to do a show this week, but then the sun came out this afternoon and, Iggy started feeling a little generous. So don't say Igg never did nothing for you. Well, it was that stupid American holiday celebrating Mexico this week, Cinco de Mayo, aka National Alcoholics Day, a day traditionally observed by gifting shitty overpriced hooch to your favorite boozer. Which is one thing. I don't care, it's a human holiday, whatever. Except Iguana went with Georgie to the golf driving range on Friday, and Igg swear to God, every damn chimp there insisted on wishing me a happy Cinco de Mayo. And then they got offended when Igg yelled at them for insulting Iggy. I ain't no damn Mexican, you stupid chimps. I'm Colombian. Colombia number one. Mexico es mierda. Mexico sucks. Stupid Canada. Stupid American. Their stupid ignorance. Apparently all us iguanas look alike to them or some such bullshit. God damn it, I don't even look Mexican, but the chimps can't tell. Idiots. Anyway, Iguana went down there to the driving range to heckle Georgie as she practiced her golf swing, you know, because there's nothing good on TV. Igg was hoping to sun Igg's self while doing that, except the stupid chimps built the driving range ass backwards with the sunny spots to the front of the little golf horse whatever stalls, and the back of the stalls were all shady and chilly. Of course, being a driving range and all, there's retarded chimps swinging golf clubs around and whacking the ground, and then Georgie has a bad aim. So, you know, sometimes them golf balls become dangerous missiles ricocheting around the front of the stall from wall to wall. You know, so Iggy had to sit in the back of the stall on a bench for safety reasons, but there wasn't no sun back there. You know, so then Iguana complained constantly about all the valuable sunning time Iguana was missing out on because of Georgie. Well, you can stay at home, Zomo. Shut up, chimp. Iguana has to supervise to make sure you're practicing enough. Are you done yet? We just got here. I still have 50 balls left in the basket. Well, hurry up. Anyway, apparently it's considered rude to yell, "Hey, better, 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 better. And you suck!" at the driving range. You know, some golf professional dude, instructor, whatever, from one of the other stalls further down came, and he tried to scold Iggy, but Iguana told him to shut his pie hole because Iggy got free speech and all, and he tried telling Georgie there were no pets allowed, but then Iggy said, "Iguana thought the whole point of a driving range was so my pet monkey could get some practice. What do you mean there's no pets allowed?" And then Georgie kept telling me to shut up, but then Iguana phoned her mommy and told her Georgie was infringing on my free speech. So Georgie's mom, you know, grandma, kind of yelled at Georgie on the phone. And anyways, then the golf dude didn't know what to say, but he mumbled something about there being a sign. But Iguana told him the only sign out there said no dogs and no smoking, and something about getting tokens from the pro shop. Anyway, so then he just asked me to be quiet, and Iguana said, fine. And then I asked him if there was anything specifically forbidding Iggy from using a slingshot to fire golf balls at Georgie's ass while she was trying to practice. And well, he said that you couldn't do that, but then he couldn't show Iggy where the rule book of golf says Iggy couldn't do that. So then he kind of backed off because, you know, he didn't have a leg to stand on. But, you know, before Iggy could rig up a slingshot out of Georgie's putter and sand wedge and a few extra hair elastics she had in her purse, well, you know, Georgie quickly fired off all 50 balls in the bucket, mostly only a few feet into the range because, like I said, she sucks. But anyways, she said, we're done, Zalo. And next time, apparently, Iguana's not allowed to come golfing with her anymore. Bitch. Anyways, so there's no getting to Sunig's self, nor slingshot golf balls into Georgie's backside on Friday. And those weren't the only disappointments of the week, because what day was it? I think Wednesday, technical support monkey came over, and I did the usual thing of telling her that there wasn't no show on Wednesday, but, you know, she came over to hang out or whatever. So when she had some news that Iguana wasn't thrilled about, and that is that she is going on vacation to Hawaii in October, but the bitch won't take Iguana with her. God damn it, uppity chimp.
So I'm not allowed to take you with me because, like, iguanas are an invasive species, and
who told you that?
It's like on the internet, there's like a law and it's illegal to import iguanas to Hawaii.
Laws are meant to be broken, chimpette.
I don't want to go to jail, Zomo.
There's no I in team, chimpette. What's a little jail time in exchange for helping your friend Zomo move somewhere more inviting than Canada?
It's not just a little jail time, Zomo. It's like 3 years in prison.
Didn't you just say that you were going on vacation because you need some time to yourself? Well, I think 3 years in the pokey would do you some good, you know.
Oh, that's like way too much, and I don't want to be in jail. Like, that's not a vacation. Anyways, there's also like $200,000 in fines.
Yeah, so get a damn job already and start saving your pennies. Well, you know, there's no convincing technical support monkey to do the right thing and smuggle me into Maui, thereby providing me with technical support, as per her job description. God damn it. Anyway, Gwenny was able to ascertain that What's-His-Face Guitar Dude ain't accompanying her to Hawaii neither. Anyway, so we don't know why she's gonna go there anyway. She's just gonna sit her ass in her hotel room, shoveling pizza and ice cream into her pie hole and crying about how she's gonna die alone. And, you know, since she ain't going to help me relocate there, there's just no reason why she can't do that at home on her own couch while watching reruns of Hawaii Life and Island Hunters and stuff like that on HGTV. And then she could give Iggy the $5,000 or whatever it takes to go to Hawaii. Hmm? And she didn't agree with that plan for some reason. Anyway, so it seems we have a traitor in our mix. And I don't just mean technical support monkey for not playing on the team and helping me go to Hawaii. I mean, someone snitched to the chimps about our plans to invade Hawaii. That's why they figured out that we're an invasive species. It's because someone snitched and told them that we plan to claim them islands in the name of all iguanadom. Kick all the humans off the edge, throw them in the volcano and whatnot. Anyway, Gwen is gonna find you, you asshole. And when Egg do, you know what they say. Stitches get stitches. And filled with lead, too. No telling the chimps about our world domination plans. God! Always one retard who can't keep his damn mouth shut and he ruins it for the rest of us. Now we have racist laws saying we're not allowed in Hawaii. Because they don't like anyone who's green. Anyways, and then technical support monkey won't take a stand for justice and defy them laws because she is not a team player. And she's going to jail in prison for 3 years and pay a couple hundred grand in fines to help Iggy. Well, I guess they know where Iggy stand. Thought I was friends with Technical Support Monkey, but apparently not. Bitch. Well, because someone couldn't keep his damn trap shut. Apparently one of them Mexican iguanas. You know, they're shifty-eyed traitors. Every single damn one of them, I tell ya. Not like us Colombian iguanas. We know how to keep secrets. We know where Pablo Escobar hid his buried gold, but do we go narking to the chimps about it? No. No, we do not. You know why? Because we have honor. Honor and values. And pride. Honor, values, and pride, and we do not collaborate with the goddamn chimps. God, what a shit week. Getting myself all upset. Now I'm not going to be able to relax into my afternoon nap schedule and be all sleep deprived. Anyways, I definitely got to try and make myself nap. You know, you get sleep deprived, you start growing hair on your head and looking like a disgusting mammal. Anyways. Anyways, I got to go try and have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. If your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. But not nearly as severely as we're going to beat whoever ratted us out about the Hawaii thing. Anyways, you can also go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Unless, of course, you're the traitor. In which case, you can go straight to hell. That's the only place you can go. Anyways, talk to you eggs next week. Bye.